So, happy Christmas, everybody. Ah, nice. I don't know if you watch a lot of telly. I kind of channel flick a lot, but I do like the occasional quiz show. And if I'm watching one, the one that I quite like watching is Pointless. Okay? I don't know if you've ever watched Pointless. The idea of Pointless works like this, okay? Basically, you come up with a category, okay? Some kind of category or question, and, like, I don't know, Disney films with a princess in them, okay? You're all thinking, oh, hang on, okay. Okay, and then you have to try and think of one that nobody else has thought about, okay? Nobody else has thought about that particular answer, and that's a pointless answer, okay? So, I want to try the same thing, and I just want you to think for a moment and just ask yourself, what do people think of when we say the word Christmas? A little thinking there. Christmas. Okay, I mean, for me, I'm thinking, you know, cards, Christmas cards, turkey. Shout some of the others out. What do you think? Yeah, go on. Yep, something to describe it. Okay, other words that you think of. Christmas. What? Lights, Christmas lights. Sorry? Jesus, fantastic. Yes, brilliant. That's excellent. Trevor?
Engineering.
Yes. Pointless answer. Christmas engineering words. It's so seasonal, isn't it? It's just every year it comes round. Yes. Christmas trees. Christmas presents. Right, thank you. Because I knew somebody was going to go with Christmas presents, because let's face it, okay, we all were thinking that straight away. Christmas presents is kind of like that answer, isn't it? It's when they go, Christmas presents? Yes, absolutely. Is it on the board? Well, yes, it is. It's a correct answer. But you know what? Everybody thinks about Christmas presents. It's that thing that we just associate with Christmas. And actually, I know I have to be very careful talking about Christmas presents, because some of you haven't got your presents yet, have you? You know, there's always those two houses, aren't there? There's the house that wakes up at 5 o'clock in the morning, yes? With the kids wildly excited with the gifts and presents, bouncing around on the bed going, yes, Mum and Dad were so excited that they fell asleep again, okay? And then, of course, there's the other house that goes, no. We wait. Kids are like, no, after church, and then possibly even after dinner. Kids are just like, what? And you get that thing of waiting for the Christmas presents. But the question I really want to ask is, why do we give presents at all? Why do we give gifts at Christmas? Okay, what's the reason behind it? And the kind of stock answer is, as you come along to church and you're going to expect Jesus to be mentioned at some point, yeah, is you go, well, we give Christmas presents to remember the gift of Jesus. And that is, of course, right, but let's be honest here. I'm not convinced it actually works. You know, you can imagine it. You've waited all year. You're really, really excited. You come down in the morning. There's a big box underneath the tree. You're so excited, and you're given permission. Yeah. You go and you start tearing off the wrapping paper. It's Lego. Wonderfully excited. It's not just any Lego. It's a Star Wars spaceship Lego set. Sorry, this is Trevor. This is your Christmas, isn't it? Yeah. It's a Star Wars Lego. And then somebody leans over and goes, yes, as you build that over the next month, you can think of Jesus. You're thinking, no, actually, probably more likely to be Luke Skywalker, to be honest. The trouble is we get so excited about this, and we tend to lose that link between why we're giving presents and the reason for it. And so what I want to do this morning is I quickly want to look at three types of presents that you might get. And I want to look at three types of presents that you might receive. And you can kind of look at all the presents you're going to get. And you go, yeah, it's one of them, or one of them.
And the type of present you get and how that can remind us of the real purpose behind Christmas. So let's look at those three kind of gifts. And you're thinking, oh, well, hang on. We've had a reading about the kings. It's going to be gold, frankincense, and myrrh. No, it's not. It's three different types of present. So the first one I want you to think about. Gifts that you've received that fall into this category. Something we want. Okay, you know these presents. You know these ones. These are the ones where you've done a list. Okay? You thought, no, I really want that. You've done, if you're younger, you've gone on, you've done a little list and you've written it all out and you've left it out for your parents and said, this is what I want. When I was younger, we just used to get the Argos catalogue. Yeah? Circle huge areas with a pen. And then expect to come down in the morning and it would be like a warehouse of Argos stuff. Yeah. These days it's a bit easier. Amazon make it far easier for us. Okay? If you're older, what you tend to do is just leave a web page up occasionally on the screen, walk away from the computer. Yeah, no, look, just looking at that again. Yes, leaving gentle hints like catalogues open and things like that. But the thing is we ask for things that we want. Things that mean something to us. Things that we said, look, I'd really like this thing. There is within us this desire to have stuff, to want things. Hundreds of years ago, there was a guy, a philosopher, and he said, inside every person, there's a God-shaped hole. Not literally, not like, you know, because you've got like your hearts and your lungs and all your bits inside. Not literally. He says, no, we all know we're missing something. And we try and fill that with all sorts of stuff. When you're young, it's toys and hobbies and things like that. And as you get older, it's other stuff. And we try and fill that gap in our lives. But we all feel that we're actually missing something. And we want as a result. And the Bible says, yeah, do you know what? We are all missing something. And the thing we're missing is God. Nothing else fits that hole inside you. Nothing else completes you. There's a guy in the Bible called Saul. And Saul is one of those people that effectively, he is one of those people that tries to fill his life with everything and says, I've done so much stuff, and yet it doesn't fulfill him at all. And God eventually reaches into his life and talks to him directly and says, you need me. And Saul goes on to write large chunks of the Bible explaining how he finds God and how that fills that hole. And he writes this. I've learned the secret of being content in any and every situation. Whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or want, I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. See, that's filling the hole, isn't it? That's when you get what you want. I hope that you get a present this year that you're going to open up and you go, this is just what I wanted. But you know what? However great that gift is, it's not going to keep you content in any and every situation. The only one that can do that is Jesus. Okay, first category of presents, something that you want. Second category is this. You're starting to try and work this one out now, aren't you? Something we need. Now, okay, so these are the standard ones where you get, and it's like, okay, and you open it up, and it's socks. Okay? Socks. Something you need. It's not something you went, do you know what, I really feel like socks this year. Socks is going to be, but somebody's looked at you and gone, you need socks. You need socks. And they've done that bit, yeah, I can see there's certain people going, yes, I've got socks. But then, to make it better, we go, oh, they're not just ordinary socks. No, because, and I thought about this, you like golf, and so therefore, when I bought you socks, they've got a little golfer on the side. It's just like a special sock. When you put your sock on in the morning, you can remember that you play golf. How amazing is that? You see, we have the presents that we need. And the nice thing actually about those, and for anybody that has given socks, I will point out, it's a really nice gift because basically Things that you need are given to you by someone who knows you well enough to know that all your other socks have got holes in. Okay? They know you well enough to know what you actually need. And so we get gifts that we need. And the Bible says we all have a need. The Bible says, look, we are meant to be like that with God. We're meant to be that close to Him. But the wrong stuff that we do to each other and the wrong stuff that we do to God, it just drives us apart. And there is nothing that we can do. We cannot be good enough to pull ourselves back up. And the Bible says, no, look, we all have a need. We need a new start. We need a new life. We need a new beginning. We need saving. We believe it's through the grace of our Lord Jesus that we are saved, says the Bible. It's because God comes into this world and says, you don't deserve it, but I come to save you. Because I know that you need me. And I know your need. Something we want, something we need. The last category. I love these presents. Something special. Now, I'm not going to come up with examples here because everybody has their own special present. You remember that present that you had where it was just special for you? It's like somebody had done something really special for you. It could have been your parents. It could have been a family. It could have been your partner. It could have been a friend of yours. In fact, to be honest, I think something special, a lot of those are friends that do those. The best people for doing something special, teenage girls. Okay, teenage girls, really good. Let me hear me out on this one. Okay, because basically, as far as I can understand, yeah, buying presents, buying for your dad, 10 minutes shopping time. Okay, 10 minutes shopping time because your dad is a nightmare to buy for. All dads are. We go, you know, my dad, you go, what do you want for Christmas? You go, yes, I wouldn't mind a new pen. Yes, I like those biro ones. They're really good. A new pen would be excellent. Dad, I think I can afford more than one pen. Oh, two pens? Maybe one blue? Be wonderful. Dad's 10 minutes shopping time. Mum's a little bit longer, a little more thinking about it. Maybe 20, 30 minutes of shopping time for Mum. Best friend. 3 days, 30 shops, can't find it exactly what they want. I wanted it to be a mild blue. This one's mild, but not blue enough. Have you got anything slightly bluer? Okay. They just go to this depth because they want to get something special. Something that means something. Something that people will remember and go, oh my word, I remember that because I remember how it made me feel. I remember the trouble and time that you went to get that for me. A special present says, I love you. You're special to me. Somebody's gone out of their way to do that. The Bible tells us that Jesus was incredibly special. When the set time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman. Bible says, look, I sent Jesus. He's incredibly special, and he is God's gift to us. So the whole idea of God doing that is he wants you to feel incredible. God says, I want you to realize this. In the same way that somebody once sought out a special gift for you because they wanted to make you realize how loved and how special you were, God says, I sent my son for you because I love you. And each and every one of you are incredibly special to me. And I want you to know that. Three types of presents. God's son, Jesus Christ, was sent to us Because he's someone who we want, someone who we need, someone incredibly special sent from God, because God loves us and wants us to know that. So as you open up your presence today, ask yourself, is it something I want, need, or is it special? And maybe that will help you remember why we exchange gifts at Christmas. We're going to finish by singing, and we sung this one at the carol service on Sunday. And at the time, Sammy Watts said, this is a carol that's rich in theology. The guy that wrote this basically sat down and he just threw the Bible at a carol and said, how many references can I get that tell us about God? And there's loads of stuff in there. So let's stand together and sing an incredible carol. Hark, the herald angels sing.